we're continuing in our Taras Rabbeinu, Taras Rav Shachter, and I think what we're going to do is go in order. So last week we did the Hakdama to Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, and this week we're going to do Siman Aleph, which has a very different tone than the Hakdama, because now we're getting into actual Lamdus, and you really see the beginning of the view of the Gaonus of Rav Shachter. As I go through Eretz HaTzvi, I'm constantly reminded that sometimes you hear him talk, and you talk to him, and you ask him questions, and you're so blinded by the overwhelming Bekiyus, and sometimes by the overwhelming Tzidkus, that we lose out on the Gaonus. You read the Svarim, and the Gaonus is on full display. He works with the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Beis toward the beginning of Shas. Daf Yud Beis and Ralph, the Gemara tells us the following case. You're holding a cup of beer. Pasach b'dechamra. You think it's wine. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking that you're going to finish Bor Piragafen. But then you look down into the cup and you realize, uh-oh, it's beer. So instead of saying the words Bor Piragafen, you finish off the bracha properly, Shakol Ni'abedvaro, because you realized. So every word you said was correct. You said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Ni'abedvaro. You had beer, and you drank, right? So everything was right. Everything was perfect. Except in mind, when you were saying the first half of the bracha, you had in mind that you were going to say Bor Piragafen. The Gemara is not sure if that's a good bracha or not. Do we assume that the beginning of the bracha you had in mind for the wrong bracha and therefore it's no good? Or do we say, look, you got all the words right and by the end you were okay, so therefore it is good? Since the Gemara leaves it unresolved, Tosfos quotes from the Rif, Safek brachos lahakel. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch Siman Resh Tes, Safek brachos lahakel. Prima Gadim says that, you know, given that there is a concept that one is not yotze two brachos when you're chosim b'shnayim, let's say you say one Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then you finish off with two different endings to the bracha, you can't be yotze both. So the Prima Gadim suggests the following. If you plan on saying, let's say, Matir Asurim in the beginning, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then you correct it to Pokeach Ivrim, when you conclude, you'd be Yotze Pokeach Ivrim, based on that Gemara, because that's exactly our case. You planned on saying the wrong bracha, you finished off with the right bracha, we're Mekel, you'd be Yotze. But what about the following? What if you plan on saying Matir Asurim, and you accidentally say Pokeach Ivrim U Matir Asurim? You say both. Now there's no way you could be Yotze both, says the Prima Gadim, you can only fulfill Matir Asurim. Now, if you would have just finished off Pokeach Ivrim, we would say Safik Brach Zalakel, you could be Yotze Pokeach Ivrim. But since you concluded Matir Asurim, you can Pokeach Ivrim U Matir Asurim, you can only be Yotze Matir Asurim, and he writes Vitzarech Iyun. So, because if just saying Pokeach Ivrim would have worked for Pokeach Ivrim, why does adding Matir Asurim ruin it? So Shach says, I want to understand this Tzarech Iyun of the Prima Gadim. What is behind this? So even if you don't follow that whole Prima Gadim, the Yisod of Shach that develops, you're going to be able to follow. Tosus asks, what's the Gemara Safek to begin with? Meaning, what, the Gemara is not sure. I had the wrong Kavana at the beginning of the Bracha. Since when does Kavana matter? Mitzvos ain't Trichos Kavana. So why would it matter whether you have you have the wrong Kavana when you said Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Rabbeinu Yonah explains that we only say Mitzvos ain't Trichos Kavana by a mitzvah that involves a Maisa. You're going to take Lulav. So Trichos Kavana ain't Trichos Kavana. But when it comes to a mitzvah that only involves dibur, that's just words alone, then there's no doubt that you need kavana. When the whole mitzvah is just words, then of course you need kavana. Now, Gos Habach and the son of Rabbeinu Yonah points out that that's a little bit difficult, because the very first sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Brachos talks about mitzvah's kavana in the context of Kori Kriya Shema. You're reading from the Torah, you're Kori Lahagia, Im Kivein Libo Yatza, if you have Kavana, you're Yotze. Well, that's all about Dibor, and we're making that totally on Tzrichos Kavana, Tzrichos Kavana. Okay, Akasha. It's dealt with by the Achronim. But to explain this distinction, Rav Shachter suggests the following. The Gemara in Brachos Tav Chav Vav Beis discusses the following circumstance. A guy goes home on Shabbos afternoon, he eats his lunch, he says, I'm going to take a short nap. I'm just going to take a short nap. He wakes up, let's say yesterday, he wakes up, it's 6 o'clock at night. He missed it all. He missed the entire rest of Shabbos. He missed Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So do you daven twice on Motzoi Shabbos? Certainly. You daven twice on Motzoi Shabbos. Great. which of the Shmona Esrays do you say Atochanan Tanuin? The first one or the second one? So the Gemara says, you daven twice in Motzei Shabbos, you say Avdallah in the first Shmona Esrei, not the second Shmona Esrei. If you say Avdallah in the second Shmona Esrei, says the Gemara, the second Shmona Esrei counts, and the first one doesn't, and therefore you now have to daven a third Shmona Esrei, because you were never Yotze, your Shmona Esrei, for Mincha. The Gemara asks, wait, why wouldn't the first Shmona Esrei count? So what, you forgot Atochanan Tanu? Big deal. What happens if in Maariv you forget Atochanan Tanu in a regular circumstance? You know what happens? Nothing. You're Yotze. It's fine. So why is it that if you forget Atochanan Tanu in the first one, you say it in the second one, that the first one doesn't count? What do you mean? On a regular Motzai Shabbos, you forget Atochanan Tanu, and the halacha is, it does count. So Tosos, the Gemara raises that question. The Gemara leaves that question unanswered. That's the kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Kasha. Now, the Rashba writes over there, you have to pay very careful attention how the Gemara concludes something with a question. Sometimes it says kasha, and sometimes it says tiyufta. Tiyufta means we reject it. Kasha means still accept it, just have some trouble with it. Says the Rashba, the fact that it didn't say tiyufta means that we accept this halacha in the Gemara. That if in fact you forgot Atochanan Tanu in the first Shmona Esrei, you said it in the second Shmona Esrei counts as your Maariv Shmona Esrei, first one didn't count as anything, you still need another Shmona Esrei. What is the pshata? Why is it? So says the Rashba, because by being mavdil in the second Shmona Esrei, you are demonstrating that you meant the first one as a tashlumin and the second one as a chova. Why else would you have stuck Havdalah in the second one? It must mean that you were trying to make it that the first one should make up for your mincha and the second one should be marv. And that's backwards. You're not supposed to do that. You got to do the chova first. That's why you're not Yotzi the first one. Rav Shechter explains a little bit deeper. He says what this means is that, you know, Shmona Esrei is the same three times a day. The basic text of Shmona Esrei is the same three times a day. So what's koveya whether that Shmona Esrei is a Mincha Shmona Esrei, a Maariv Shmona Esrei, a Shachar Shmona Esrei? We determine the Shmona Esrei with the shame of that Shmona Esrei based on the Kavana Sagavra Mispalel, based on the Kavana of the person who's davening. See, normally you would determine the shame tefillah based on the words. But if it always has the same words, then you have to determine it based on the Kavana, because the words don't tell us anything. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik used this idea to explain the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchas Tefillah, Halacha Vav, that somebody realizes in the middle of Shmona Esrei that he's already davened. So what do? You're in the middle of Mincha, right? Let's say you daven 12:45 Mincha here today, and then you go home and there's Mincha Maariv at whatever, at 4:30, and you start davening Mincha in Shul, and you realize, you know, as you're at whatever, Lamal Shinim, wait a second, this deja vu feeling, I've done this already. Says the Rambam, stop. Just stop right there. Stop the Shmona Esrei. Ravid says, no, don't stop. Just have in mind the rest of the tefillahs, the tefillahs Nedava. Why doesn't Rambam say like Ravid, have in mind the rest of the tefillahs Nedava? Says Rav Soloveitchik, because your kavanah's koveya, what kind of Shmona Esrei is. Your kavanah for the first half of Shmona Esrei was that this should be a tefillahs chova. Your kavanah for the second half of Shmona Esrei is going to be that it's a tefillahs Nedava. You can't have a Shmona Esrei that's half and half. You can't have half a tefillahs chova, half a tefillahs Nedava, because your kavanah is the koveya. So says Rav Shechter brilliantly. He says maybe the Gemara suffik about the case with the beer. You have the beer, and right pasuk with the shuch of pasuk with the chamer. You thought it was wine. You started thinking you're going to say baruch priagafen. Maybe it's that the kavana is the koveya by Shmona Esrei. Why? Because the words are the same. Shachris mincha mariv. Is the kavana the koveya for a bracha? What makes something a bracha of Bori Pri Agafen versus a bracha of Bori Minei Mizonos or a bracha of Shakol Nia B'Dvaram? You don't need to look at the person's kavana. You can just look at the words. What does he actually say? Does he say Shakol Nia B'Dvaram? Does he say Bori Pri Agafen? So maybe the Gemara's suffix is that when it comes to brachos, where each bracha has its own nusach, the koveya of the shame bracha is determined by the words you say and not by your kavana. Or maybe no. Maybe it's determined by your kavana when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. That since you were having kavana when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam for the wrong bracha, that's going to ruin everything. That's the suffix of the Gemara. if the Koveh Hashem bracha is the Kavana, your bracha is half a Hagafen, half a Shahakol, and it's no good. But if the Koveh Hashem bracha is the words that you say, the bracha is purely Shahakol, and it's perfectly good. Now, says Rav Shachter, I understand the Prima Gadim beautifully. If you would start the bracha thinking Matir Asurim, you say Baruch Hashem Okei Melchon, thinking Matir Asurim, and you conclude with Pokeach Ivrim, that's exactly the case of the Gemara of Pasach B'Dechamba. It's exactly, you said all the right words, you just had the wrong kavana when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Exactly the subject of the Gemara, halacha is, we're mekel, you're yotzei. You're yotzei the bracha that you actually said. But, let's say you wanted to say Matir Asurim, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you're thinking Matir Asurim, and you conclude with Matir Asurim U'Pokeach Ivrim, so there's no possibility that the words can determine the Shem Bracha anymore. Why can't the words determine the Shem Bracha? Because the words are both. You said both. You said Matir Asurim and Pokeach Ivrim. So the words aren't going to determine the Shem Bracha. What's going to be left to determine the Shem Bracha when the words can't determine the Shem Bracha? Just like by Shmuel Asrei, the only thing left to determine the Shem Bracha is Kavana. It's the Kavana Sagavra. It has to be the Kavana Sagavra. Just like the Rashba says by Shmuel Asrei, where the Nusach is the same, the Kavana Sagavra determines. So since the Kavanas HaGavra at the beginning of the Bracha was from Matir Asurim, and at the end you actually, one of the Chasimos that you said was Matir Asurim, you can only be Yotzei Matir Asurim. So it's a little funny. If you start Bracha Tashem Elkei Melech Olam thinking Matir Asurim, and then you finish with Pokeach Ivrim, you Yotzei Pokeach Ivrim, because you said all the right words, and the words determine the Shem Bracha. But if you start the same way, Bracha Tashem Elkei Melech Olam thinking Matir Asurim, and instead of just finishing with Pokeach Ivrim, you say Matir Asurim and Pokeach Ivrim, you can't be Yotzei Pokeach Ivrim because your words can no longer determine your Shem Bracha. The only thing that can determine your Shem Bracha is your Kavana. And Rav Shechter uses this to explain a Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Samech Sifkat and Gimel, who says that if you start Shabbos Shachris Shmon Esrei thinking it's a weekday, you say the first three brachas as normal, and then you say Atta, just Atta. We treat it like you started a weekday Shmon Esrei, as if you were about to start Atta Chonein Ladin Das. But if at Mincha the same thing happens, no problem. Just finish Ki Atta Ki Dashta Atta Echad Mincha or Mar. Finish with whatever, because the word, the right Atta is the right word. You could just finish it off. So in the case of Shachris, you can't look at the words to determine the Shem Tefillah, because your words are messed up. So you have to look at the Kavanas HaGavra. So you've messed up at Shachris because your Kavanas HaGavra is messed up. In the case of Mincha Mariv, you don't have to look at the Kavanas HaGavra. Why? Because your words are still good. As long as your words are still good and you're able to finish off with all the right words, you don't have to look at the Kavanas HaGavra anymore. So you could be Mekel and continue. All based on this Yisod. So the one Yisod Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi Siman Aleph, that if you want to determine a Shem Tefillah, a Shem Bracha, you want to figure out what is it. So the first thing you look at, we're not sure, the Gemara's not sure, do you look at the words that are said, or do you look at the Kavana? Whenever you're not sure, you're Mekel. But whenever the words are not going to be conclusive, either because Shachris and Chamarav all have the same words, or because the words are all jumbled and confused, Matir Asurim Pokeach Ivrim, then you only look at the Kavana Sagavra. And that's what you would follow in order to determine the status of the Bracha. Thank you.